Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. As we get closer and closer to Halloween, a lot of characters and a lot of goofy characters over on the progressive left, no doubt. It's kind of befitting that we're coming up on Halloween soon. But I've got so much to talk with you about today. We're gonna switch things up for the program today, and I think you're going to enjoy it. I have spoken directly to Mr. Gottlieb earlier in the day, and we've agreed to forego his appearance this week because of what we want to talk about next week. And I'll be talking about some of it on the daytime show. Let's just say that we don't want to jump the gun, pun intended, and make an announcement today before press releases have gone out. So it really was a good time for me, and it works well for me because I have so much incredible content to cover with you today. I'm going to take most of it solo. Now, we do have, of course, two guests coming up. Sheriff Mack is going to be with us, constitutional sheriffs. Oh, boy, is this going to be really good. Sheriff reached out to me earlier this morning, and he's got information for us that we want to talk about, and it just fits really, really well with what I already had planned to talk with you about. So sometimes when a plan works, when the universe is working, it's working. And right now, and everything related to Armed American Radio, it's working really well. So we're going to have Sheriff Mack on the program, working that out right now as we speak in what segment. Don't worry about it. You're not going to want to change the dial. When he's on, he's on. Just stay tuned. I'll let you know as we get closer to his appearances. But Sheriff Mack is going to be joining us today. Of course, we've got Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network Pro Tip of the Week coming up in the end of segment two. Just stay with me. This program is going to be huge. And I've got the range bag giveaway. I'm getting a ton of email. I can't keep track of it anymore. Here's what I want to let you know. If you've emailed me about the range bag giveaway, and let me give some names out right now. Just Ron Geckler, Rob Brent, Stephen Clark, Jonathan, Thomas, many of you, so many, you know who you are. Have emailed me. I've lost count. You are in the running, but I'm going to put it off to next week. Why? You're asking why? Because it's going to get even bigger. There's more coming. So far, and I cannot thank gunbroker.com enough for this, because all of this is sponsored by gunbroker.com, the range bag giveaway. Now, keep in mind, I've got three more of these things to do after this one, before the end of the year. So have no fear. You've got chances to win this. Here's what's going on in this range bag giveaway. Let me keep you posted. First of all, it started out with the gunbroker.com range bag. And the gunbroker.com range bag giveaway included the range bag itself, valued at about $80. In addition to that, the t-shirt, the gunbroker.com t-shirt that's in there, there's stickers and there's some little goodies in there, and there's a koozie cup. But it gets better, because some of our other partners said, hey, we want to participate with Gunbroker. We love Gunbroker. We want to participate. So we had Defender Coffee jump in with a bag of Rebel Roast. I've got Rebel Roast, so I agreed to put my own bag. I'm going to sign it and put a bag of Rebel Roast coffee in there. In addition to that, a signed copy of Grilling While Armed is also going in the gunbroker.com range bag giveaway. Ernie Emerson at Emerson Knives, our newest sponsor on the show, one of our newer sponsors on the show, said, whoa, Nelly, I went in on that too. So what happened? We've got a Commander BT Emerson knife. The knife arrived in the Armed American Radio P.O. box just the other day. It's here. And guess what else happened? You know those razors we talk about at Supply? GetSupply.com if you want to see them. The owner and founder says, whoa, Nelly, we went in too. Guess what just arrived? Yeah, it came so yesterday. No, it was Friday. It came in Friday, not Saturday. Came in Friday at the Armed American Radio P.O. box. A stainless steel, you bet it. Oh, and I've got one. I've got the exact one. I've got the exact blade is with it. It comes with the 10 blades and the stainless steel blade itself. Talk about supporting the Second Amendment. That's a $90 value in there. And the Emerson knife that's gone on in there, too. And it just gets better and better and better. So the thing keeps continuing to grow, and we've got one more that might pop this week coming up. And if it does, it's going to add another $350 to the range bag, which will put it over $1,000. Let me put it that way. So hang tight. Anybody emailing me that does not use social media, your name is in the automatic generator that's going to determine the winner. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org if you want to participate. So the GunBroker.com range bag giveaway is just growing like a weed, and I love that. Lots to talk with you about today. Next week, if you're a fan of the Daily Defense Show, I will be broadcasting from the NASGW, the National Association of Sporting Good Wholesalers Show, down in Orlando. I'll be arriving Tuesday very early in the morning. Way too early, quite frankly. Let's just put it this way. I arrive at 7. Okay, so you get an idea. But it's an hour and 5 minute flight from Orlando. I've got about a 5:45 or 6 a.m. flight or something like that. From Atlanta down to Orlando, I will be there through Wednesday evening, departing to come back to the ATL on Thursday morning and back in these studios, the GunBroker.com daytime studios, Daily Show studios, on Thursday afternoon for you. But we'll be down in Orlando on Tuesday and Wednesday, so that's going to be a lot of fun as well. So it was a quick trip, quick plan, but being so close, we want to get down there and give you as much information as we can give you. Talk to as many. Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. Hang in there with me. I've got emails I want to go over with you today. I've got so many things I want to talk with you about. I'm giving people the day off, regulars, that we can do that. AWR Hawkins will be back next week, hopefully. And because there's just so much happening, and with Sheriff Mack jumping in, I wanted to make sure that we were able to get those voices in. Let's go to a couple emails quickly with the remainder of this segment. And then when we come back, I'm going to give you some teasers as to what I'm going to talk about with you the rest of the show. You're not going to want to leave. Okay, here we go. Let me start with Chris. Chris Whitehouse, brilliant email, writes in on Friday at 6:30 in the morning. I get this email. Mark, longtime 8-year listener here. So that tells me Chris has got it going on. He knows what happens on Armed American Radio. He knows what we're all about, and he knows exactly what the things that set us off. I guarantee you Chris knows what makes Angry Mark angry, right? Longtime 8-year listener here. Great points on how can the government buy back something they've never owned in the first place. However, in capital letters, there is one simple but glaringly important point that I've not heard you mention on the government, quote-unquote, buyback discussions. It has to do with the government's money. They don't have any that they don't take from us in the first place. So it's not really a buyback at all, but it's complete theft. Keep on preaching and helping us fight the good fight. Godspeed, Chris. Chris, that's brilliant. That's absolutely, utterly brilliant. You're absolutely correct about that. We've not mentioned that. The government, if they want to buy anything, uses our money to do it because the government doesn't produce anything. They take. It's government taxation. It's confiscation of your money. Ken Darby writes in about Beto following the law. I follow the law, Ken says. Beto needs to follow the law of the land, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. This must be do as I say, not as I do. And of course, he's talking about Beto O'Rourke and his confiscatory policies. Absolutely incredible. Today, earlier today, check this out. Patrick Gates writes in, 8:05 this morning. Mark, I'm fairly new to the whole gun world stuff, last 6 years, give or take. I've become a very big supporter of the Second Amendment and the whole shooting sports in general. I found your show while surfing the net for any gun and two-way information I could find to educate myself on the subject. I joined NRA, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation. I read Ammo Land, found that through your show. I just can't get enough info. Every morning I listen to your previous show from the day before. I really love your show and learn a lot. Thanks for that. Here's the question. How can I find local organizations or clubs on any such thing where I am? And I'd like to get more involved with anything I can. I just don't know where to start or look for this. I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks in advance for any direction you might be able to give. P.S. I do not sign up for any social media type stuff, as you have said. If you don't need to, don't. Well, Patrick, because you don't, I'm putting your name in the GunBroker.com range bag giveaway because you wrote in and you mentioned that you don't use social media. So consider yourself entered. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Grassroots North Carolina, I'm going to respond back to you by email on Monday, and I'm going to give you the contact information you need for the state of North Carolina. The reason I'm reading your email today is not specifically that to answer that question for you, but for the benefit of other listeners who are saying the same thing. How do I get involved? It's really simple to do. If you don't know where to search in your state, just shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I can promise you I will point you in the right direction. As a member of the Board of Directors of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, I want you involved at the state level. And I want to see you at a future upcoming gun rights policy conference, the next one, coincidentally, and of all places, Orlando, where I will be this coming week, Tuesday through Thursday, or I should say Tuesday through Wednesday and back Thursday morning. But I want you involved. Write to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Great email. We'll be back after this. A huge program. Great topics lined up for you. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
The Monster Cast, Armed American Radio, continues. Let me start by mentioning my sponsors by name that you hear during this hour of the program. Defender Coffee, Crossbreed Holsters, Vault Pro USA. Could there be something secret getting ready to happen at Vault Pro next week in conjunction with the GunBroker.com giveaway? I don't know. You're going to have to stay tuned. I may have tipped my hat there a little bit, but that's okay. We're family. I love you. I don't know the answer to that yet. It's possible. Someone else does know the answer. I just haven't spoken to them yet. So I'll let you know that during the week. You can tune in. Okay? Of course, gunbroker.com. God, thank gosh for the gunbroker.com giveaway. This week is huge. We're going to be doing that again next week. And there are more coming up. Second Amendment Foundation, Defender Coffee, and the rest of them. We'll talk about them later in the program. Let me continue with what we're going to be doing today, because so much stuff came at me. Let's start with this Bloomberg. You want to go to Bloomberg for just a minute? Bloomberg, our good friend David Kodria. Should I start with David first? No. I'm going to go to the editorial board at Bloomberg.com. Now, Bloomberg is no fan of your right to keep and bear arms. I don't need to tell you that. Take a listen to the 17th of October. I couldn't wait to get to this program today. I'm so excited about it. Drivers with DUIs shouldn't be armed. Alcohol abuse and gun violence have a well-documented connection. Did you know that? Did you know that? Under certain circumstances, yes. Under other circumstances, absolutely not. We're going to go into this briefly. The editorial board is telling us that the combination of guns and alcohol is especially dangerous and far too little has been done to address it. I'll let David's response in Ammo Land serve as my response also, because I'm in full agreement with it. So let me just give you a little gist of what's going on. But Bloomberg editorial board, which is Bloomberg, he's the one that signs off on this, is talking about how federal law does not restrict in any way access to guns by people with a history of alcohol abuse. So is someone who's gotten a DUI alcohol abuse, or someone who made a mistake? Could be both, right? There's mitigating circumstances here. Not if you're Bloomberg. We'll explain in just a minute. They go on to talk about the risks to public safety, increasingly clear, and that the issue, which is now an issue, demands more careful attention than lawmakers have given it up until now. Did you know it was an issue? Remember the boyfriend loophole that these guys created? Remember that? The same thing they did with the gun show loophole, the boyfriend loophole. Now we have a DUI loophole. Did you know that? This is a prime example of a gun-grabbing, confiscatory, rights-hating group creating problems, new hassles, so that they can provide the solutions. And if you don't believe me, you should see the study that they linked to. It reads as a who's who of gun grabbers across the country, including Josh Horowitz and others. I'll go into more of that with David Kodria. But we set this up because today, according to Bloomberg, and I quote now, the links between alcohol abuse and firearm violence are also well established. Quoting, the research consistently shows that alcohol abuse is associated with violence towards self and others. Now they go on to talk about millions of firearms owners are binge drinkers. Do you see what they're doing here? This is how a narrative gets created and gets picked up and run with, I can promise you. This piece came out on the 17th. Well, what's happening is universal background checks and red flag laws. They're overusing that now. Now I promise you, you're going to start seeing DUIs. You're going to start seeing moms demand action. You're going to start seeing Every Town for Gun Safety. This is going to be the new narrative that you're going to start seeing on all of the major networks. And it's all coming from Bloomberg. And they go on to talk about drunken gunplay is as lethal as drunken driving. So they're creating this new narrative now. Now, do guns and alcohol mix? No, guns and alcohol don't mix. You're never going to take anybody to the range that's been drinking and put them on the range. Well, then what's the problem? Can that person still imbibe? Of course they can. Can that person still go out and have a couple margaritas with their taco dinner? Of course they can, as long as that person doesn't go to the range. Georgia Carry Convention, every year, gun owners have a few drinks, sit around, chat after the meeting is over, no problems whatsoever. Irresponsible people do irresponsible things. Responsible people do responsible things. You cannot issue a blank statement overall that says every single gun owner with a DUI should have their guns taken away. Do you see the direction they're going here? Now, let me give you some examples. Let me move you over to David Kodria's response. I don't want to go too deep into the Bloomberg deal. You get the gist. Now they're using this as a narrative. DUI, now this is terrible, and they're going to have the networks talking about it. Bloomberg propagandists say close DUI loophole. Now, David goes on to talk about, he quotes them. He says, you see where this is going. I'll quote from David now. And to prove how evidence-based their conclusion of heightened danger is, the Bloombergians cite a 2013 report by a consortium of leading researchers comprised of unbiased, honest brokers such as Lori Haas, Josh Horowitz, and others. These are all well-known gun grabbers that hate our right to keep and bear arms. That's where they got their study info from. Then they go on to cite, quote, a more recent study, one claiming, quote, handgun purchasers with a prior DUI have a greater risk for serious violence. Did you know that? Our study suggests that handgun purchasers with a DUI conviction on their record at the time of purchase have a higher incidence of future violence and crime compared to purchasers without DUI convictions. Suggests? Their study suggests that? David goes on to rip this apart. The title claims it's a done deal, and these people want disarmament edicts enacted based on suggestions, and their data is based on arrests, not convictions. Hey, that seems good enough, and this is the brilliance of David Kodria. Seems good enough for red flag laws, right? David goes on to remind us, and I'm in 100% complete agreement with him, is what's missing from all the smoke and noise in this Bloomberg piece is an indication of how many who are actually committing crimes of violence with guns are already prohibited persons, because what they do, and David uses a great example with the National Rifle Association here, and I quote him, put another way, how many NRA members, arguably the most heavily armed civilian population on the planet, have first been convicted of driving under the influence and then been convicted of murder, rape, robbery, or aggravated assault? With all of that data, the agenda scientists ought to be able to answer that one in a second. What's happening here is they start going down the road in the Bloomberg piece talking about how three DUI convictions, how Maryland, Washington, D.C. has it at two convictions. Nobody can have a firearm or has their firearms license revoked, whatever the case may be. Here's the deal. They're trying to get that down to one. That's what they're trying to do. The insinuation here is anybody that gets a DUI should never have a firearm. Now, let me point out to you. Somebody that's got three DUIs has got bigger problems. If you've got three DUIs, you've got issues. And I can promise you that that's not all you have. That your drinking is, in fact, a problem if you've gotten three DUIs. However, but what about the one person who makes a mistake? Coming home from the time, man, you know, he's not a habitual drinker. He's coming home after having a couple margaritas he shouldn't be, and he gets popped. Should that person have their firearms taken away from them? Of course not. You cannot look at every single incident and make it a blanket, broad brush statement across the board. The left will attempt to do that. The reason I bring this up to you is, actually, I'm going to go somewhere else after the break because I couldn't help but note the irony here. Yeah. We're witnessing a new narrative being created by what is going to be picked up by the mainstream press. If you don't believe me, just watch. Watch it unfold over the next 2, 3, 4 weeks. It will begin to work its way into the lexicon. You just watch. Mark my word. It's getting ready to happen. When we come back, I'm going to ask a simple question. If everybody who's had a DUI, which is what they're trying to bring to your attention here, is should not have a firearm, I'm going to ask if the next one I talk about should or shouldn't. I'm back right after this. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios with me for the continuation of the Monster Cast. This segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast continues. We're going to continue on that line of discussion with this new narrative that the Bloombergians, as David called them, are attempting to set up now, this didn't create this new narrative. You're going to start to see a shift. They have to have something after universal background checks and red flag laws, which, by the way, my guess is they know is going absolutely nowhere because of their attempts to do what they're doing to Donald Trump, who has essentially just given them the finger. Take a listen to the final lines of the Bloomberg opinion. Oh, he's not going to give them any gun control. He's not going to move any initiative that they want when they're out there trying to do to him what they're trying to do to him. That's not going to happen. Take a listen to the final paragraph of this Bloomberg piece. Then I want to pivot to and segue over to somebody else. This is funny. Drunken driving offenses help to identify only a subset of problem drinkers. Let me remind Bloomberg, not everybody that gets a DUI is a problem drinker. But what difference does that make, right? For the purpose of this column and for the purpose of setting up a new narrative, this is another group of people they can go after and say, look, well, people shouldn't be driving and drinking. Well, of course they shouldn't. Let's use that as an opportunity to take their guns. Do you think these people are ever going to stop? Of course not. To use their own word, subset, they're going to continue to find subsets of Americans to go after all day long. Talk about that in a couple minutes. Drunken driving offenses help to identify only a subset of problem drinkers. However, like gun owners with convictions for domestic abuse, gun owners with DUI convictions are a discrete and dangerous group. For lawmakers eager to make progress against gun violence, they're too good a target to ignore. So you can see what Bloomberg is doing here at the editorial board. And make no mistake, Michael Bloomberg is the editorial board. Are you following me here? But wait, there's a headline out earlier today. Chicago's top cop caught sleeping in car after mayor says he had a couple of drinks with dinner. Oh, no. What now? As they try to create the new narrative. You can't make this stuff up if you tried. I'm talking about Eddie Johnson. Eddie Johnson is the superintendent of the Chicago police. That's what they call the police chief. So guess what he did, because he's a good liberal progressive Democrat. He requested the department investigate him. I want you to investigate me. After he was caught snoozing in his car at a stop sign. Beep, 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 beep. Chicago's top cop. Is that the visual for you? The city's mayor went to his defense and claims that after the top cop had a couple of drinks with dinner, that's why he did what he did. The mayor admitted he had a couple of drinks with dinner. How many cops, and you're listening, law enforcement, you know why I stopped you today. Have you had anything to drink? Only a couple of beers, right? Isn't that the standard answer? I had a couple of beers. I had two beers with dinner. So apparently the mayor is sticking up for Eddie Johnson, who now says that he had a couple drinks with dinner. He's 59 years old. So he's asking for an internal investigation after a passerby spotted him parked near the stop sign and called 911. The superintendent, though, here come the excuses, said he felt lightheaded while he was driving and he pulled over. Spokesperson for the department said Johnson changed a medication. Here we go. I was on medications. Oh, it's okay. How many you law enforcement officers out there? Come on now. I know you're grinning from ear to ear. I know a number of you are listening to you on are listening to me on patrol right now. I know you are. Some of you may have already pulled somebody over earlier this evening or will later today, right? Because nothing good happens after midnight, right? Oh, I had a couple beers. No, I'm taking some medications. Guess what? Too bad for you. How many times have you watched cops and seen the guy sitting at a traffic light get yanked out of his car, arrested, and charged with DUI because he was snoozing behind the wheel of his vehicle? Does he say to the cops, hey, form an independent board and investigate me before you decide what to do with me? No, he gets yanked out of the car and he gets arrested. That's what happens. Johnson said he changed the medication. Oh, a spokesperson for the department, not him, a spokesperson for the department, says he changed medications he takes earlier in the week and recently had concerns about feeling exhausted. Oh, no. Then he shouldn't have been driving, should he? What would they tell? I want you to think about yourself being in the car. Imagine the lecture you'd get before you got taken out of the car and handcuffed, right? Oh, my God, you can't make this stuff up. He had feelings and concerns about being exhausted. There were no charges of intoxication, no information of intoxication as far as I know, said the spokesperson for the cop. I wonder if you would have gotten that same deal if you were found talking about having a couple drinks with dinner and changing medication. Would you have had charges? And would Bloomberg want you to be disarmed forever? I wonder what Bloomberg thinks about the top cop in Chicago. You cannot make this stuff up. Mayor Lori Lightfoot actually told the Chicago Sun-Times that Johnson confessed to her he had drank alcohol with his most recent meal. And here's the quote. I know what the superintendent told me, which that he was changing medication. He'd been out to dinner with some folks. He told me he was driving home. He felt ill and pulled over to the side of the road, which he believed was the prudent thing to do. Internal affairs will sort out the rest. Does internal affairs sort out the rest when it's you? Do they? You law enforcement officers, do you allow somebody to say, well, let's get an internal review before you arrest me, or an external review because I don't work for your department, before you make an arrest? Some of you probably didn't even know this. I'm talking directly to you law enforcement officers. A lot of you are listening right now as you're working. I mean, this is a joke. Lightfoot, the mayor, and I quote now, said she had no reason to doubt Johnson's story. We know he's had some medical issues. The mayor said she didn't ask Johnson if he'd been drinking, but said he revealed that information on his own. So here's what's getting ready to happen. Because now they're going to investigate him. Okay, internal investigation before they decide what to do. Just like they would do for you. And just like Bloomberg wants for you. What that means is they're going to interview our officers. They're going to look at all available evidence just to make sure that this is above board and happened as described. Do they give you that benefit? You're damn right they don't. And you know what? They shouldn't. Why does he get the benefit? What do you think Bloomberg wants to do with him? Is Bloomberg editorial board going to write and say, hey, you know what? Eddie Johnson needs to be disarmed for life. Or will they protect one of their own? Because Eddie Johnson is one of their own. I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. You simply can't make this stuff up. Now, Johnson, by the way, makes a ton of money doing what he's doing. He makes over $250,000 a year doing what he's doing. And as the top cop, and you see, I got to be honest with you. This is the kind of stuff that stinks. That good, hardworking, law-abiding Americans who make a mistake, simply make a mistake. They don't have a meter where they made a mistake. And a law-abiding citizen who's never had as much as a traffic ticket coming down the road a mile away from his house gets pulled over because he's going 45 and a 40. And he gets a DUI. I'm not condoning drinking and driving. That's why they have Uber. I will never get behind the wheel if I've had a drink. Oh, wait a minute. I just admitted I have a drink from time to time. Does Bloomberg want me disarmed? You're damn right he does. You see how this new narrative's created? And I couldn't help but find the irony when I saw this about Chicago's top cop, who I can promise you, if that had been you, you'd have been sitting in a really nasty jail cell until you bonded out when they said you could bond out, and you'd be looking at tens of thousands of dollars in fines and attorney's fees to get your tail out of it. But not him, because he can request an internal investigation after he says he's had medication in his system and after he said he's been drinking. But he didn't tell the cops that, he told the mayor. And she has no reason to doubt him. What do you think Bloomberg's going to say about that? Anything? Nope. It's going to be crickets. If I knew the right button to push, I would, but I don't. Because I got cricket sounds, but I'm not going to do it. I'll be back after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with a select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by The Gun Box, Biometric, Keypad, and RFID Gun Safes. Quick access when you need it, safe storage when you don't. Visit thegunbox.com for more information and to select the best gun box for you. Use code AAR at checkout and get 10% off any order over $259. Welcome back.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast continues. I got to be honest with you. I got really angry. Angry Mark popped during this break, this past break, okay? Yeah, it's. Am I having fun talking about this stuff because of the hypocrisy? You better believe it. But I know darn good and well would have happened to you if you got caught snoring at that stop sign and told the cops that you had recently changed medication. Because they're going to tell you, it doesn't matter if it's prescription medication or not. It's driving under the influence. It's driving while impaired. And you don't get the luxury of saying, hey, before you guys arrest me, let's do an external investigation. You know, let me hire some guys and see if what I'm telling you is accurate. And if it really looks the way it looks, BS. Eddie Johnson should have been arrested on the spot. He should have. And they did they do even do an investigate? Did they even check his blood alcohol? Guess what? It's too late now, isn't it? So let's do an internal investigation. This stinks. And then when I saw that narrative first, because this I popped this one second. I thought, wow, look at this. They're just here comes that silver platter again. What does this have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns. Because what Bloomberg is telling you is, if you drink, period, they get to tell you whether or not you're abusing alcohol. Sit down at a Christmas party and have a few cocktails. You're binge drinking. You shouldn't have a gun. You had a DUI 10 years ago. You've not gotten a traffic ticket since then. But guess what? According to them and according to their anti-gun researchers, you are a threat. You should have your guns taken away. Maryland and D.C.'s law, three DUIs in 2 years. Let me tell you something. If you got three DUIs, you got bigger problems. I can promise there's other things surrounding your life. Big time. That's not what we're talking about here. They're not talking about that. They're talking about you. That's what they're talking about. They're talking about another avenue to take something from you, your rights. This is about disarming you. And they're never going to stop. It's going to be something after this. It's going to be something after that. You better believe it is. Let's see. What else could they possibly want to come after if they did that? I don't know. Maybe you've got too many unpaid parking tickets. Guess what? They're going to commission a study that people who have too many unpaid parking tickets suffer from anger issues. And the more that they get hassled by law enforcement or the judicial system and have their driver's license suspended, makes them even angrier. Those people should not have guns. There's a great, this angers me big time. I just want to let you know, before I pop off on Shannon Watts, which I'm going to do for the remainder of this segment, unbelievable hypocrisy from that flat-out liar. But let me quickly tell you, we added that supply razor to that gunbroker.com range bag giveaway. That's a big deal. That's very cool of them to do that. Patrick and his wife are wonderful people. They support the right to keep and bear arms. And I ask him, hey, you guys want a gig? He says, I want in, man. I want in. I said, beautiful. And sure enough, Friday, I believe the razor showed up. So it's in the gunbroker.com range bag giveaway, all right? So make sure to check out all. If you want to see what it looks like, just go to getsupply.com, and click on the silver, on the supplies, the products, and you'll see the stainless steel. I've got it. I've got the stainless steel, and I have the matte black one. These things weigh a ton. They're heavy. They're solid with a single blade, and they support the Second Amendment, and I just love it. Every time I shave, I'm supporting the Second Amendment. Every time I drink coffee with Defender Coffee, I'm supporting the Second Amendment. Every time I view Gunbroker and look at all their great stuff, I support the Second Amendment. And I did, by the way, buy a new gun this week. I bought a Kimber Micro 9. More about that in the daytime show. Yeah, I know. I'll tell you all about it. Okay. Yeah, that stuff, boy, the hypocrisy there, let me get back to that, just angers me like nobody's business. During the daytime program last week, The Daily Show, I should say, some of you get it at different hours of the day, Shannon Watts decided that you shouldn't be able to say certain things. Did you know that? Shannon Watts has come out and said that your use of the phrase, come and take it, is a death threat. She went back and forth with, I believe Ben Shapiro on Twitter, and claimed that law enforcement should go after these pundits and politicians that say, come and take it. It's a death threat. What Shannon Watts is too stupid to understand, or is she? That remains to be seen, because who is Shannon Watts? Why don't we cover that before we go back to the statement she made about come and take it? Because Shannon Watts likes to put herself off as this angry mom after Newtown who just got so angry she started this group and all of a sudden was picked by Bloomberg. No. That's for suckers and ignoramuses to believe. When in reality, what happens is she was the president and owner of Vox Pop Public Relations, a PR firm, and a very accomplished one at that. Professional she is. Shannon Trotton was her name, and she had recently left a position. I'm going to quote from PR Week. Of the PR Newswire, Shannon Trotton recently left a position at the helm of a 30-person corporate communications team at WellPoint, one of the largest health insurers in the U.S., to start her own healthcare firm, Vox Pop Public Relations. She started the firm because she saw a need for boutique agencies that could provide the same service at a lower cost during the recession. At WellPoint, she launched a number of key efforts, such as its Zagat's partnership, which allows users to rate their doctors, and the establishment of personalized health records for WellPoint members. She's been in that was her maiden name. She'd been in the PR field for over 20 years, specializing in media relations, product promotion, governmental affairs, and issues in crisis management. And at WellPoint, she led a team of over 40 PR professionals who were responsible for implementing public communications programs for the states that they operated in. This is no slouch. She's no typical housewife and mom. Shannon Watts, now as she's known, is. And here's what she said about Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro is making a death threat. Come and take it is also a death threat. Given our gun violence crises, law enforcement must stop giving pundits and politicians who say these things a pass. But come and take it isn't a death threat. And I covered this on the daytime show last week. It is a warning. It is a response to those in positions of great power who, like Beto O'Rourke, would threaten law enforcement coming to my home to take what I lawfully owned and still do. That is called tyranny. And come and take it is a response to that. And according to, and I'll go over to the truth about guns, come and take it merely communicates steadfast opposition to would-be tyrants who would oppress gun-owning Americans. People just like you, Shannon Watts. People just like you. And as I mentioned in my daily show, it is simply a response. Because remember, I'm responding to a threat from someone who is threatening to unconstitutionally take what I have. I ask you this a lot, so I'm going to ask you to do it now. But I want you to walk with me here. Do you believe the founding fathers would take lightly Beto O'Rourke and Shannon Watts' threat to take our stuff away from us? Or would they respond with, oh, hell no? Here's what's getting ready to happen. In the next hour, we're going to bring Sheriff Mack. He's going to be so much fun. We're going to talk with Sheriff Mack, and we're going to talk with Rob Pincus for the pro tip of the week. Afterwards, I'm going to go back into Beto O'Rourke. Yeah, because I've got some Beto to tell you about and his use of force. I hope I can get it all in. And I want to play for you part of the Daily Show's interview I had with Brad Primo from Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Lots going on. Make sure to stick around. Going to be a great rest of the program. Very, very informative stuff today. You can't make it up. And I hope it angers you. I'll be back after this. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.